Hello everyone, this is Will.
And this is Alex.
And welcome back to another episode of They Mostly Come Out at Night.
Bah!
Oink, oink.
Mostly.
Yeah, so,
how do you feel about yourself?
I feel a little piggish. A little swiny.
A little bit?
A little swiny, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just a little bit, though.
A little porky?
A little porky. Little, you know, I'm feeling that sort of way, especially after this interesting movie. I don't know if I'd call it bad.
It's not terrible. It's not good, but,
oh, by no means
it
is this
certainly,
good.
It's certainly interesting.
That
it's fucking wrong.
In, like, every sense of
yes,
the word, yeah.
But in the same time, the wrongness only adds to the interesting stuff.
I guess the word I would use to describe it is absurd.
Oh.
It is absurd.
Just slightly, yes.
This is a very absurd movie.
No, it's not a very absurd. It doesn't have the most stupid sheriff in any movie ever made.
In cinematic history?
Yes.
Yes, the stupidest sheriff. Except, I think the sheriff that came to the door in that...
Oh, the body shop?
The body shop, and just asked if...
That might as well be this guy.
Right, and asked if everything was okay.
Are you doing anything illegal?
No.
Okay.
Keep it down.
So, the movie tonight was Pigs.
A.K.A. The 13th Pig, A.K.A.
Daddy's
Deadly Darling. Okay, I'm just gonna read off all these. Pigs, Horror Farm, The 13th Pig, Daddy's Girl, The Strange Exorcism of Lynn Hart? What? The Strange Love Exorcist, and Roadside Torture Chamber.
Those are all the
yes.
alternative titles?
Yes.
What?
I know. In hindsight, you should have just stuck with Pigs.
Pigs works. It's
yes.
fine.
Because 13th Pig...
makes no goddamn sense.
Well,
at the end, I just... Oh my god.
It makes sense at the end, but that's... It's stupid.
It's retarded.
And Daddy's Deadly Darling is just... That sounds like a fucking porno or some shit, which, watching this, you almost have the same feeling you would after. You might want to take a shower, you know?
Yeah, you're going to feel filthy after
feel filthy
this
after this. I know I do.
After
the endless scenes of fucking screaming and...
Screaming and just,
and like, the weird death scenes, I feel like...
Or the weird nightmares.
I feel like I need a shower.
Yeah, same. I feel dirty.
You should.
Like a pig that's just rolled in mud.
Oh, shit. That's the point, Will. They got us.
They did.
They got us.
You feel like a pig after watching this movie. That's it. That's what he meant.
Mark Lawrence did it.
Mark Lawrence, you fucking madman. Your passion project to make people feel like pigs.
I read that he took out another mortgage on his house to make this movie.
That's true passion right there. Okay? That's like... It's dedication.
Yes.
Wasn't it shot in like 8 days too?
Yes. The girl is his daughter.
Seriously?
Toni Lawrence.
Oh.
I looked it up and I found
out. Is she in anything else?
Yeah. Not much.
Okay. Are we gonna watch her again?
Maybe.
Great.
I don't know.
I love her wooden acting.
Oh, it's an enigma.
I bet you he took out a mortgage and then was still filming at his own like,
it's
farm.
It's simultaneously wooden acting, and at the same time, it only adds to the weirdness of the character. I don't know. It's weird.
It's fucking weird. Well, I guess now's as good as time as any. I guess we gotta review this shit.
Oh, okay. Tragic.
Well, here we go. Alright. So, we get a scene of a truck... a black Ford truck pulling up into this, like, farm area.
Mm-hmm.
And this old man gets out of the truck and...
takes out a... is a body wrapped up in, like, a...
Yeah, he, like, pulls the tailgate down and the body wrapped up, and he takes it into
the shed.
The shed, which they never show this happening ever again.
Nope, like, never.
This is just the first and only time he does this.
The only time he does this. He takes the body out of the bag. It's like a fucking knapsack.
Yeah, and just some dead guy.
And some dead guy, he starts talking to him.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I'm sorry I had to do this, or, like, you know, something like that. And, like, you know, like, but the pigs have a hunger for human flesh.
Yes.
The pigs. And I remember the first time it happened, I hit a drunk, I was drunk.
A drunk guy?
Did he hit a drunk guy, or did the drunk guy...
I think he hit a drunk guy.
Okay, so he hit a drunk guy walking down, and then, like, wanted to cover it up, so he fed the body to the pigs.
And he's been doing this ever since.
And they developed a taste for human flesh, and they go crazy when they don't have human flesh.
So you think, getting into it, that this movie is going to be about a farmer who murders people?
You would think that by this.
Well,
you'd be wrong, but you would think that first impression, that's what I thought it was going to be.
Yep. I imagine that's what everyone thought.
So, then we get...
a woman.
Did it ever show, like, a title screen?
I don't remember, I'll be honest with you.
I don't remember either.
Oh, it did. I don't remember. Oh, yeah, she was driving. It's this woman driving in a Volkswagen Beetle. And it shows the opening credits. And she's wearing, like, a nurse's uniform. Then she stops the car and throws the uniform away.
Yes.
And then she gets to this Zambrini's Cafe.
Now, when she gets to Zambrini's Cafe, she stops before she goes in. And this is where we're introduced to my favorite character of the film, Pigzilla. Now, Pigzilla is not an on-screen character.
No.
No, 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 no.
Oh, no.
Pigzilla is something special because it's this highly amplified, very loud...
pig squeal.
This pig squeal that they... I think they, like, lengthened it out, too. Because it's this really long, loud, amplified, distorted pig snort.
It's insane.
It's total insanity.
And, yeah... she's just walking around, it's dead silent, and you just hear this ridiculously loud pig squeal. And I'm just like, okay, that's like a sound effect out of a monster movie.
It is, that's why I call it Pigzilla. No. So, like, it's even weirder because she stops at the fence, and then, like, there's no pigs around, but, like, it shows the pig pen.
Yeah.
Like, okay, we get it, it's a pig farm.
She's just, like, uncomfortable.
Like, he uses pigs for his restaurant, right?
Yeah.
She goes in and talks to Zambrini, sorry.
She wants to work there.
Okay, so this is the worst dialogue, some of the worst dialogue, because literally she walks in and she says, hey, like, cause there's a sign outside that says waitress wanted.
Yeah.
And she walks in and says, I'm looking for a job. And Zambrini responds with, ah, you want a job, eh? It's like, no shit, Sherlock. No. She walked in and said she wanted a job, and then you ask her if she wants a job? What kind of dialogue is that?
Who knows, Will? Does she really want a job? You gotta confirm.
I mean, yeah, apparently.
You gotta confirm that shit. She might be joking. I don't...
So they talk a little bit, and she decides to accept the offer.
But also, she can sleep there.
Yeah, so he says there's not much... places to stay in town because it's a small town, and that the room comes with working there.
Yes.
Which is the weirdest job agreement on the planet, but whatever.
A waitress and you have to live there. Yeah.
Whatever. So he
leads that's a little weird.
He leads her to the swankiest of swankiest rooms.
Oh, man. The
walls are covered with, like, what looks like black mold.
Not black mold. It looks like someone spilled... some sort of liquid.
It's kind
of
like soot.
Every surface of the room is, like, stained.
Like, it would take effort to get a room that dirty.
Yes.
It would take a lot of effort.
If you were trying to clean that shit, you would have to, like, rip all the wallpaper off.
And it has, like, a bed, a little nightstand, and a dresser. That's it.
The dresser has, like, a fucking just a random like bamboo plant on it.
And then she's just like, yeah, okay, this is fine.
That's fine.
This is fine. Let's I'll stay here. I'll work for you. It's weird that you're making me stay here while working for you, but you know, whatever. We realize later why she did it.
Yep.
But at this point, you're just like, why on earth? Who would fucking accept this offer?
Who wouldn't?
I wouldn't.
Why?
Okay, you know what? You're right. Opportunity of a lifetime.
That's the swag room.
That is,
okay.
This, like I said, swanky. It's so posh.
It's so swag. She brought a date back to it. And that later. Ended well for him.
Oh, very well.
That's how swag it is.
He so well, he almost got laid. So she goes into the bathroom and is looking at the mirror. And
she opens up, it's like a medicine cabinet.
There's this weird song playing. It's like this weird, like, piano
Papa
thing.
Bear or something.
It's Papa Bear, blah, blah, what yeah. do you see? Like,
it's creepy.
It is actually kind of unnerving.
Because they play it every now and then, and it's always just, like, unsettling. But, yeah, she reaches in, like, the medicine cabinet and finds a razor. A straight razor.
Yeah, a straight razor, like one of the old school ones.
Yeah. And it's immediately, like, looking at it while the song plays.
And then she closes the cabinet, and we're just like, okay, so is she gonna start murdering people? Little did we know.
Well.
Yeah, well, yep. I mean, we'll get to that.
And then...
Then we get the weird-ass neighbors.
Yes, there are these old neighbors somewhere, close by, apparently. It's this one old woman and her, like, friend who's in a wheelchair, and they're talking to the sheriff.
Yeah.
And they're talking about Zambrini.
And they're saying the pigs are loose. Because the pigs...
They keep talking about how the pigs are getting loose and they're going to eat them.
Yes. And then she starts going on this like crazy rant about how Zambrini's taking people and turning them into pigs.
Later. That's the second time the sheriff talks to them.
Well, remember, this is the time where he says dead people don't have civil rights.
Well, because at first she's saying that he's feeding... the dead people to the pigs.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, hold on, well, I can't do nothing. She's like, why? He tells her, no law against feeding dead people into pigs.
There's so much wrong with that.
Now,
there is a law against that. It's called murder.
Because he has to get the humans from somewhere.
And then he follows that up with what I said before.
Yeah.
Dead people have no civil rights.
Yes.
This is literally the dialogue that happens in this scene.
And that's when we knew that this is the greatest sheriff in any movie I've ever seen.
Dead people have no civil rights?
None.
Alright, so then we get this weird ass... Like, I don't even know. I can't even explain this.
The clown?
Yeah, I can't. I don't know what the fuck happened.
So...
Like, was he scaring them?
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
Like, I don't fucking
know.
But
it looked like a flashback. So, the old women are...
Oh, sorry, the sheriff leaves and now the old women are talking.
So, then we see Zambrini walking through a room dressed as a fucking clown. But, like, a witch clown. And he starts, like...
It's like a top hat and a cape?
Yeah, and he starts, like, threatening these old women.
At this point, I just lost all logic, and I was so confused. I had no idea what was going on. I was like, why is he dressed up like a clown? Like,
I have no clue.
What the hell is going on?
No clue, but he's scaring them, and it's like... His fucking voice is all warped. I still don't know,
but then we actually get the part that actually kind of unnerved me, genuinely unnerved me. So we get Zambrini walking into the girl's room.
Yeah, slowly walks in, like stares at her as she's asleep, takes out the straight razor.
Yeah, then like starts like cutting her.
And it's like
violently cutting her.
It's filmed very weird.
It looked almost stupid, and then it got me. Like, this is weird, because it was, like, a stupid murder scene.
Yeah.
And then she starts screaming, and the scream slowly and, like, gets really loud.
Yes.
And turns into that pigzilla squeal again.
It turns, but it does that weird shot where, like, it's, like, bright red. But yeah. Then it zooms out and
it's her mouth.
And it's from her mouth as she's screaming.
Like, that was actually, I have to give this movie credit. That was the only part that I was like, wow, that's actually pretty good.
And then she's like in bed screaming, covered in blood, right?
Yes.
And it keeps showing the pigs and you hear more screaming. And then she wakes up.
Yep.
It's a nightmare.
And then he's like there to, no, he's not there to comfort her. So she,
no.
It just skips to the next scene. She just wakes up. So yeah. She starts working for Zambrini. There's this weird guy that keeps coming in and like,
oh, this guy
talking to her. This
big pimpin.
This dillweed.
Big pimpin.
He is not big pimpin.
Oh, he is.
He is anything but big pimpin.
Well, he is so smooth.
So he asks. He keeps
flirting with her.
Like, why are you running away?
Aren't you too pretty to be working here? Things like that.
So he leaves, and then Zambrini asks why she's running away. She says she doesn't know. Because
then he tells her, you should get out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, like, everyone who's, like, worked for him has disappeared or something like that.
Right.
He thinks she should run away.
Yes.
Then,
so this is where the old lady, like, is, like, looking out the door again. And didn't she say, remind me to lock the door or whatever?
Oh, yeah, they're talking, and she's like, I forgot to lock the door.
Like, oh, she's, like, talking about the Zambrini, like, still on about the pigs and how he's, like, she's, like, getting crazier and crazier. The pigs are gonna get
loose.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking, she's like, you forgot to lock the door. Never forget to lock the door again. She's, never like, all forget. Terrified. And I'm thinking, you can't just lock the door now? You have that one window of opportunity to lock the door, and you ruined it.
So then Zambrini gets a visit from the sheriff. And yes. Zambrini, before the sheriff comes in, he tells the girl that she doesn't have to come out because,
like, she has asthma.
She has asthma. He's going to make up an excuse for her that she's sick.
So she's listening to this, and then he tells the sheriff this, and the sheriff's like, well, can I still see her?
And he's like, yeah, that's fine.
And then he goes and tells her, like, okay, you get, like, what's happening. Right. She goes and talks to him, and, the fuck does he ask her?
He asks her, like, I think it wasn't really anything. It wasn't, really, like, anything important.
Mm.
He just asks her where she's from and stuff, and he, like, she kind of evades the question. Mm. They talk, they just make small chit-chat, I think, at this point. Because
he wasn't interrogating her or anything.
No.
No.
He was just talking to Zambrini, because the crazy old ladies were talking about his pigs.
Yeah.
Then
it's the next day, and,
the guy, the fucking douchebag is back.
No, wait. She goes and calls her dad.
Oh, that's right, yeah, and she's talking on the phone.
And, she calls, and she's like, can I speak to Mr. Webster? And she talks to him, she's like, I miss you and all this other stuff.
No, I don't want to come home.
I can't come home. You don't understand. I can't come back.
I need to grow up.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, you're a grown-ass woman. Do you mean you need to grow up?
I need to grow up. I was
like, you are a grown-ass woman.
No, she is not.
I mean, this scene makes more sense once you get to the end of the
movie.
Yes,
it does.
But, so this at this point, you know something weird is going on.
Excuse me. Everything weird is going on.
This is just a weird movie.
Yes.
Yeah. So
nothing is normal.
So this fucking piece of dog shit is back.
Oh, he's
the asshole that keeps hitting on her.
He is running through a field with his dog.
Yeah, and then,
like, crazy.
Yeah, just running through the field with his dog. I guess it's supposed to show his connection to his dog. Again, it makes sense when you see the end of the movie, but you have to get through this far. Because the dog has, like, a connection to the guy.
Yeah, but
I don't know. I think I was trying to set up something, but
it's the one thing in the world he treats with respect.
Yeah, well, that's his dog. That's the only thing, yeah.
Sort of.
So
so he finds the nurse's uniform that she threw away.
And then it literally cuts to him at the restaurant.
Talking to her about it,
he's like, I found something. Something that might interest you.
Yeah, and he's, like, immediately accusing her of throwing it away and all this stuff.
Right, because she's the only one that,
and she keeps denying it, but then he's just like, hey, we should go on a date.
Yeah.
And she's like, no. And then he's like, tomorrow at 8.
He's like, why don't I pick you up at 8?
And she's like, no. He's like, tomorrow at 8.
I'll pick you up at 8, yeah.
What did you do, Will?
She fucking goes.
Yep.
Even though she didn't want to.
Well, they have a very quote-unquote hot date.
That's not a hot date.
Where they sit in a car, and he is, like, dry-humping her.
Yeah, he's like, trying to, like, get in her pants and stuff. He's like, come on, babe. And she's come on.
She doesn't want
to
do it, but
come on, babe.
He is rubbing up against her, just...
So, we... like, he's about to, like, get aggressive, and you see a light flash on his eyes. Yeah. And it's the...
It's the sheriff.
Oh, this dipstick.
The one useful thing he did.
Well, yeah, he stopped a rape. That's good.
The one useful thing he did.
That's the only thing he does right in this movie.
But he did it on accident.
Yes.
Because he stops and he's like, you need to have a permit to park here. He's like, if you want to keep parked, you need to turn, like, your fucking lights on or some shit.
Yeah, and then
and then she's just like, hey, are you going to, the cafe?
Are you going past Zambrini's?
And she gets out and the guy's like, where are you going?
Where are you going?
Pissed off.
You're as filthy as his pigs.
Oh, I forgot. During this scene when he's like trying to get it on with her, he accuses her of sleeping with
Zambrini. And being filthy as his pigs.
And she's like, you know he's filthy. He's filthy as his pigs, you're filthy.
Yeah.
If he can get it, why can't I get it?
So she drives with the sheriff back to Zambrini's and he asks if she's related to Zambrini the Great. Because he used to be a circus performer.
Yeah.
This is where it's revealed that he used to be like a big circus act.
Well.
But he fell off like the trapeze or something? I don't know.
Fell off of something.
Yeah.
And apparently he died for like a split second. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
They mentioned this. And after he came back, he was never normal again.
This will come up later in a really great quote by one of the characters.
Yeah, it's
something special.
Highly logical.
So the sheriff like leans over and he's like, listen, I gotta tell you something. I think you're attractive. That's just the God's honest truth.
There aren't many attractive people around here.
There aren't many attractive people around here and you're attractive.
I mean, yeah, it's all like, there's like, what, 10 dudes?
Yeah, and then one woman.
Two grandmas.
Well, there's two grandmas and then one younger woman. Yeah.
Shocking.
So she gets back to Zambrini's place and starts looking around the back of, like, his place. Oh. And he stops her and is like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
Like, she's like, oh, I'm just looking around. And he's like, no, you can't be back here. I don't want you back here. Like, go away. I don't want you back here. Go away.
Yeah.
And then, she leaves.
We get a scene of...
it shows his bloody hand.
Yeah. We get a scene because the dipstick who wanted to sleep with her, he works at an oil field.
Now, you gotta premise this with...
An oil rig.
A quote-unquote oil rig, which is literally just an abandoned silo somewhere out in the middle of a field.
Well,
but it's an oil rig.
Movie magic.
They didn't even try to doctor this up.
How would they doctor it up?
I don't know. Like, try and, like...
How?
I have no idea. Well, it's a silo. They're completely different things.
Yes, that's all they had.
But they're working in an oil rig?
That's they all
they
had.
They could have at least said
no.
That they're working on a silo. I don't know.
They're probably like... I don't know. But yeah, it's an oil rig.
So...
And he's telling his friends and he's making it up. He's telling them, like... Yeah.
Oh, this girl was so hot. Oh man, you should have seen this girl.
I'm
she
sorry,
was
Will,
so hot.
Did you say this girl was so hot?
Because he says it a million times.
He says it.
This girl was so hot. This girl. You know this girl? So hot.
That girl was so hot.
Yeah, this girl. This girl right here. This girl. This girl in the movie.
So hot. He says it every other sentence.
I wonder if Mark Lawrence just did it to, like, boost the confidence of his daughter.
This whole movie was a project to...
It was a passion project
boost
between
his daughter's confidence.
A father and a daughter.
It's a father's love.
Yep.
Well, yeah, he keeps saying it, and then he's like... He doesn't tell them that, you know, she fucking, like, said no to him.
So, he said...
He tells them that she... They had sex, but then he says a line that I am still I don't know what the she fuck this means.
She was more of a man than I was.
What the fuck does that mean?
I think he was literally, instead of saying that he tried to, like, you know, take advantage of her, instead that of
she
that,
took just, advantage of him.
To save face, he says either she took advantage of him or that she was a man.
No. I think it's the first one.
Yeah?
Because the second one makes literally no goddamn sense.
Well, that is true.
Like, no. I'm guessing what he meant is she was, like, you know, ridiculously forward with him, you know, to make himself feel better with his friends.
Then it literally just, like, goes full tilt. Yes. Cuts right to him, like, the same guy that was talking mm-hmm. about how hot she was, leaning on her bed.
No, don't forget, he gets in his car, and his dog jumps in, and he's like, nope, you have to run on home.
I have a date tonight.
But you have a date tonight.
And the dog runs away, and then it shows him leaning on her bed.
He is in her swag room.
The soot-covered room, yes.
Yeah, she's wearing, like, a nightgown, and, you know, they're flirting with each other, and he's just like, I'm gonna surprise you. And she's like, I like surprises. And I have a surprise for you, too.
She has, like, lingerie on.
Yeah, she's like, I have a surprise for you, too.
Starts taking off her stockings and everything.
My favorite, the funniest part is, she's like, she goes to the bathroom really quick to, you know, grab a certain instrument.
Yes.
And he gets in bed, and I swear to God.
It looks like he's, like, masturbating.
He gets in bed, like.
He, like, starts, like, rolling around. And
you know what it looked like? You ever see, like, those infomercials?
Yeah.
About, like, mattresses and stuff?
Yeah.
And when the people get in bed.
Oh, and they're just, so comfortable.
Oh, my God.
They're, like, rolling around.
It's
like,
so comfy.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he looked like.
Yeah, it's true.
And it's, like, the dingiest bed on the planet.
And then without her getting in the bed, we just see her feet.
Oh, that's my favorite shot, Will.
You just
Will.
See her feet.
It's so, like, artful.
Yeah.
Because you just see his feet, like, wiggling around. And I'm just like, why the fuck are they showing us his feet? And then suddenly,
her feet
a just second pair of feet.
Yeah, enter the frame.
You know what that is? That's art.
They just play footsie. And then she's, like, laying awkwardly on the side of the bed.
And there,
he, like, rolls over to, like,
Kiss her.
And then
They don't kiss. He just, like, pecks her, like,
yeah.
Quick.
Yeah.
Fucking quick.
It's like they're in the throes of passion, and he's like,
oh, he's so passionate.
Pecking.
They're not even, like, closing their eyes.
Passionate pecking.
They don't even close their eyes. They just,
hashtag passionate pecking.
Stare into each other's souls as they peck each other.
And then she rolls him over and, like, takes up the blade and just starts, like, wailing on him with this, like, straight razor.
Yeah, you see, like, he has, like, cuts on his face.
Gashes all over the place.
Which
didn't look bad, actually.
Didn't look bad. It's more than I was expecting.
So she, like, freaks out and starts, like, crying, and Zambrini gets home and, like, finds her, like,
mm-hmm.
like, kneeling towards, like, on a rocking chair.
And she's like,
don't punish me. Don't punish me. I didn't do anything wrong.
I didn't do anything wrong, Mommy. And I'm like, oh.
And then
is this another one of those, parent issues movie? Oh.
I just have one phrase for you. Nail on the fucking head. So Zambrini cleans her up and then takes the body.
Chops it up and
into the pig pen and starts chopping it up.
The piggies eat it.
Yep. Well, most of it.
We'll yeah.
See later.
How that happened is beyond me, but hey.
So the next day she goes to a phone outside and calls Daddy again, but he's not there. So she calls this place.
Well, first of all, before she gets there, the phone is in, like, the middle of nowhere on, like, a telephone pole.
Yeah.
And as she's running there, out of fucking nowhere, you hear this loud pig squeal.
Yeah.
And they keep doing that, and then she talks on the phone.
And then it goes just, again,
oh.
This movie loves to go full tilt with things.
She starts running like crazy, screaming, "No, no!"
And it like gets louder and louder and louder. And then like it interjects like pig squeals. There's like the guy yelling. Yeah. There's her yelling. It's no, like it's just like insane. It's total insanity.
It's disorienting.
And she's just running.
Yeah.
And like while all this like sound is just hitting your ears,
it's batshit crazy.
It's insane.
Then the deputy and the sheriff come, right?
Yes.
To talk to him about that this guy's missing, and
no, this is where they remember they go back to the old ladies.
Oh yeah,
because the pigs were going crazy.
That's when she mentions,
and that's when she says that he's turning
the people
into pigs.
And I'm like,
I was like, what?
I'm like, okay, that's not the same. Like feeding them is not turning them into pigs. But then he talks to the doctor who was helping her.
That's later.
That's the scene.
No, because remember, they go and he... Because
he tells them.
He steps on the hand, and then the doctor's after this, after the hand scene. Because remember, they find the dog. They find the dog at the farm. That's how my notes are, but...
Because I remember he talks to them while the doctor's there, because when she mentions...
But that's later.
Then what the fuck was this one?
This one was just that they're saying about the pigs going crazy because, like, the pigs were all, like, insane because they were eating the guy. And this is where she mentions the pigs are becoming... The humans are becoming pigs.
I guess she mentions it again.
I mean, it doesn't really matter where it is because it's so ridiculous. That, I mean, I guess we'll just... what happens is a doctor visits Macy... Because she's getting more and more, like, mental.
She needs to take her medicine.
And, so, the doctor leaves and, like, tells her to, like...
He overhears her saying that he's turning people into pigs.
He gives her some medicine, they leave, and the doctor mentions to the sheriff that Egyptians... I don't know if this is true. I didn't study a lot
of
Egyptian...
I'm gonna tell you no.
I don't think it's true at all, because they worshipped cats and...
Well, I and have jackals. Legitimately never in my fucking life... heard of anything involving pigs
in
ancient Egypt.
So he mentions the fact that, and if we're wrong, please correct us, but I've never heard it either.
Yeah, but here's the problem, Will. We're not wrong. Because we are never wrong.
No, never. Why would we be?
No, there ain't no fucking pigs in Egyptian mythology. Which is like, did they need some... bullshit explanation, because he's like, in Egyptian mythology,
well,
they believe
she's wearing an ankh.
Yeah, they believe that you can turn into a pig, and I'm just thinking like...
Yeah, well, no, they worship pigs, and then you turn into a pig, and then you turn into a god?
Yeah.
Like, what kind of jack bullshit is that?
Well, it's math. Human goes to pig
goes
to
god.
That's not a escalation.
You know, forget, like, Horus and, like...
God.
Just
God. I mean, that's not like a 0 to 100 scale, right?
It makes no sense. They didn't worship pigs. They worshipped like
It's like they needed
like they worshipped cats, jackals, stuff like that. Like not pigs.
Look, Will, I'm gonna give you the hottest take of all time. You don't need this entire subplot, if you want to call it that, because we'll get to it at the ending. But it's pointless.
Yep.
People turning into pigs? No, you don't need this nonsense. But he tries to explain it off and, you know.
So the sheriff goes back to Zambini's house. Zambrini, sorry.
Yeah.
And they're kind of investigating more because they want to look into why this woman keeps mentioning the pigs.
And where this, I guess, what happened to this guy?
So they go to the pig pen. They are talking to Zambrini and then they hear a dog.
Yeah.
And so they go to the pig pen, and
the dog is like laying there, and then,
and then there's a deputy, and he's like standing there, and I don't know how this deputy, the deputy is just as oblivious as the sheriff because he didn't see the hand.
No one saw it.
There's a hand on the ground
where
the dog is.
Quickly steps on it to cover it up.
Yep.
So they don't see it.
But that hand was already there, and the deputy was already there when they got there.
Oh, who gives a shit, Will?
Like, he didn't look down at the dog and see the hand?
Nope.
How?
Because he's dumb.
I mean, I don't know.
Will.
I'm done trying to explain logic in these movies.
Will. Because he's dumb.
Yeah, well, I mean, that is true. So
I can explain all that. They dumb. They fucking dumb.
So they talk, and like
he denies it.
He wants him to leave,
and they're suspicious because like, why is the dog just sitting by the pig pen? And the women told them that he's feeding people to pigs.
Well, and why did Zambrini not mention that there was a dog there?
Yeah, and all this and other all stuff. This
stuff. So Zambrini just says he left in his pick. The
for any
other guy
normal
left in his pickup trip.
Real cop with a brain in his head, all of this would be like a fucking red flag.
Yep.
But no.
So Zambrini, like, after the sheriffs leave, so the sheriffs don't leave. They go back into the cafe.
Yeah.
And Zambrini quickly picks up the hand and throws it back in.
Yeah.
And so the sheriff is sitting down and talking to the girl.
And she's being weird.
And she's being weird.
To put it mildly.
She's, like, just, like, raising her hair up and, like, showing her neck. I thought she was trying to seduce him.
That was my assumption, too, but no.
But no.
She's just being weird. Because he's, like, asking her all this stuff. She's being like, oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. I was tired.
And then he asks your favorite question that is not even to do with the investigation at all. So he grills her for a minute and then literally is like, hey, we're going on a...
Like a weekend thing? What did he say?
He said, we're going on a great weekend.
Yeah.
Who has events like a great weekend? We're going. He didn't mention where he was going.
Well, you don't tell that to people.
He just said, like, if I came up to you and said, "Hey, Alex,
let's go have a listen.
We're going on a great weekend,
you
and
gotta
I want
come.
You to come along. Slap me in the face."
You know what we're having now, Will? We're having a great weekday.
This is a great weekday.
You want to have a great weekday?
I mean, that makes sense.
He tells her nothing.
But a great weekend?
Nothing.
How do you know it's great if you haven't been yet?
He tells her nothing, just a great weekend. It's like they couldn't think of
no details whatsoever.
Like when they like
it just it struck me as weird.
Like when they wrote that, they couldn't think of him to say like, "Hey, we're going, I don't know, camping this weekend or some shit." They couldn't tell that. But
so yeah. They leave, and then it's nighttime. All of a sudden,
the dog keeps barking,
and then the three dudes that were his friends. Like, are investigating the pig pen.
Oh, they do the best investigation, which consists of punching Zambrini in the face.
And saying, oh, Zambrini, like, tries to, like, push them along, and he's like, I don't like being touched by pigs.
Yeah.
I don't like pigs touching me.
He punches him, and Zambrini has, like, a bloody nose.
And then they kick him a little bit, and one guy spits on him, and they leave.
That's it.
Yep.
And then he cleans up, he hears the dog again, and... The next scene, you see that he's driving his pickup truck.
And he drags
the dead dog and just...
So he kills the dog.
Throws it in a bush. But it doesn't matter because the next day someone finds it. Because he's very inconspicuous.
Yep, so the sheriff goes to talk to the people, the three friends. And they're like, oh, we're going to go burn that place down.
Yeah.
Like, you
he's
know.
Telling them, no, you can't do that.
And then they're like, we're going to do it anyway. And then we get another scene... Of a new guy coming into town.
Oh, yeah.
In a yellow Mustang. And he pulls up to, like, this old school gas station. And he's like, gets out. He's like, hey, any gas here?
He's like, used to be.
Used to be.
Where's the next gas station? Up the road.
Have you
seen this girl? No.
Ask ask Mark. He's across the way.
Walks across the street. Well, the way he says it, he says everything like, ask Mark across the way. Used to be.
That's a little too...
a little too clear?
A little too clear. Cause yeah.
Mark across the street.
Across the street.
And then he goes, talks to Mark across the street, and I guess Mark across the street
and then
tells him.
There's no dialogue, so no. Mark just tells him where to go.
Thank fucking God.
And then we get a scene of her turning, like the girl turning on the jukebox and doing one of the most awkward dances I've ever seen on screen. Because it's, like, this weird close-up while she's, like, weirdly gyrating and, like, throwing her arms up and, like, just, like, she looks like she's not having any fun at all, either.
You want to know why?
Because she wasn't. Because
she's not.
Because she wasn't, exactly.
Because the camera is, I am not joking, right in her face.
It's so weird. It's so awkward. And she's, like, just, like, you know, moving around all awkwardly.
I just want to mention that there's a lot of scenes in this movie where, like, they're in the cafe and they're having a serious conversation and it's playing, like, this fucking, like, funk music in the back.
Yeah.
And it's so out of place every time. But in this scene, like, she's doing this dance and, like, he's, like, watching her and then the guy shows up.
The guy shows up and is like, hey, like, I know you. We're mutual friends. Yeah. You can call us mutual friends.
Yeah. And he tells her, like, I'm from the hospital.
He orders a yellow pie, a coffee, and a water. Makes sense. But he tells her...
He's like, I want that yellow pie there. And to be fair, he does get a very yellow pie.
That's true. So she's, like, asking where he's from, and he says the hospital, and she, like, knows instantly. And...
That's when, we started, like, you know, piecing it.
Right.
That, yeah.
That she's a mental patient.
She's a mental patient. She escaped from an asylum. And then he tells her, like, you know, it's safe to come back.
It's safe to come back. She's like, oh, okay, I want to come back.
I want
to
come back.
And like, so she goes and gets packed, and then Breeding comes out, and is like, no, like, and oh, is like, she leaving? Is she leaving now?
And he goes and talks to her and tells her.
Kind of convinces her not to leave yet.
I guess. But she's like, I'll talk to him.
Yeah.
And, oh boy, she's walking with him on, like, this dirt road. Like, constantly rubbing his, like, tie. Like, she's trying to seduce him or something. And I guess then she's like, well, I don't want to go. Like, can I stay? And he's like, no, you can't stay.
Yeah.
And then she's, I guess, talking on the phone.
And then we get a quick scene of, like, the sheriff.
Oh, no. So before he talks on the phone, we see her in her room, and it's playing the Papa Bear song.
And she's, like, putting on grease on a knife?
Well, first, she puts lipstick on.
And then puts X's on her cheeks.
And it seems normal, but then she starts, like, putting, like, X's and shapes on her cheeks.
Yep.
And she... What the fuck does she put on the knife?
I don't know.
Like...
It looks like a cream.
Yeah.
Like, I have no idea. Was it lubricant? I have no fucking idea. I don't know. I still don't know.
We never see it again.
It looks like old glue.
Yeah, I was thinking, like... It was just, like, some white... Like, gel.
I don't know why she does it, but...
Who the fuck knows?
Anyway, we get a quick scene of... The sheriff going back to the friends because he knows they're going to go burn the house down.
Yeah, he tells them don't do it.
And the guy's like, well, we've been talking Law and Order all night. And this... Yeah,
this line.
One of the best lines in the entire movie. He walks up to the sheriff and literally says, if he's been dead once, then we can, like, murder him or something like
that. Yeah, like...
If he's already been dead, then there ain't no harm in killing him.
Like... Then, like, the law doesn't apply to him.
Yeah, they've been talking, like, Law and Order, and that's the conclusion they came to. Because he's been pronounced dead, that they can kill him again without any qualms.
Well, I get it. You know why I get it? Because in this universe, once you die, it's fucking game on, boy.
Yeah.
Because it's fine to feed people to pigs. You can do whatever you want.
If someone's pronounced dead and you murder them, it's not illegal.
All those laws that apply to dead people in the real world, in this movie, they don't fucking exist.
Because dead people have no civil rights.
Dead people ain't got no civil rights.
Exactly.
God damn it.
Yeah, dead people got no civil rights.
So if he died once, we could kill him again. No.
Ugh, that makes no fucking sense.
And that goes nowhere, but the fact that they even bothered putting that line in there...
And then this scene literally goes nowhere because it just ends.
Yeah.
And then she's talking on the phone.
And then she tells
the doctor.
She's like, it's for you.
It's for you.
He gets on the phone and is immediately like, hello?
And it's like, there's hello? No one there. It's just a dial tone. There?
And then I knew shit was the...
Shit was up?
Yep. She stabs him in the back a bunch of times. Yep. And it's fucking weird. Again.
It's like this awkward close-up of her just aggressively stabbing him.
Yeah. He dies, and...
And then the...
Same thing. Zambrini shows up and takes the body to the pigs.
And the sheriff shows up, and, like, she's, like, outside because the dead body's still there. Because Zambrini hasn't cleaned up the body yet. And he's like, let's go inside. And she, like, sees the knife on the counter.
Yeah.
And she walks in, immediately grabs it, and is like, why all these questions? Like, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Like, why are we doing, like... And,
He leaves, right?
He leaves.
Because he gets a fucking call on his CB to go, I guess his deputy tells him, hey, those three guys, yeah, they're on the way there. They're gonna, like, murder Zambrini.
Yeah.
So he goes and fucking shines a flashlight. They do
the flashlight on the eyes.
It shows them driving, and they have, like, these pissed off looks on their faces. And then you just see a flashlight, like, shining in their eyes.
Yep. And then they're just like, okay. And then they just leave. They just go nowhere. You don't see those three again the entire rest of the movie. You
see one of them again.
I mean, the movie's already almost over, but...
But then...
So then he feeds the body to the pigs. And it's so weird. Every single time he feeds them to the pigs, he does it in a different way.
Yeah.
The first time he took off his shoes and talked to him, and then, like... And then the second time he cut him up, and then this time he just drags him into the pen and leaves him.
Yeah. Like, body whole, shirt on, everything. And they eat him. And we get a scene where the sheriff's in his fucking office.
Yep, and he gets a call from...
The hospital.
The hospital, and they're looking for the doctor, because he told him he was going to this place.
Oh, we also forgot to mention that the doctor said earlier that her father is dead.
Yes, her father... She doesn't have a father.
Yeah, he said she doesn't have a father.
Which is a weird way to say that her father's dead. But anyway.
Well, we found out later that he is indeed dead.
Yes.
But, yes. So the sheriff gets a call and they tell him, like...
That she's insane and dangerous.
Yes, because they tell him, like, the doctor... We sent a doctor there to look for this woman and it's her. And so he goes, calls Zambrini and he's like, hey, don't tell her any of this. But she's very dangerous. I'm going on my way there to grab her. And I'm just thinking, like... Yeah, he's definitely not going to tell her. Well, he does. And he's like, you got to get out of here.
And then... So he's like, yeah, we got to go. Pack up your things.
She's not going.
And then she...
Stabs him.
Stabs Zambrini and kills him.
Instantly.
Yep.
She stabs him once and he's dead. And it's so quick. I didn't have time to react.
And he falls over. And then the pigs, like, start freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
And they apparently bust the pin.
Well, so they bust the pin. Then she is on the phone.
And saying, Daddy, I love you. Like,
I love you, Daddy.
Like the conversation she has with her quote-unquote daddy.
But now you hear, which it's a decent touch. She's on the phone and she's saying, I love you, Daddy, I love you, Daddy. But you hear the operator.
This is a recording.
Like, you have reached a number that has been disconnected.
Yeah, please hang up and try again. This is a recording. Yeah,
you have reached a number that has been disconnected. Like, thank you, Daddy.
I love you, Daddy.
Yes, Daddy. All this stuff. And so then that's when you get, like...
The pigs bust into Zambrini's place.
And she just kind of, like, looks and that's it.
And then the sheriff and the deputy, like, come right after that.
Yeah.
They go into the door, and then it literally cuts to the next scene.
It's like the next day now.
Yeah, and like the sheriff and the one friend of the guy that she murdered.
So they're talking, and the sheriff mentions that she murdered her dad because her dad was raping her.
Yep, and so she killed him and like went insane.
Yes. Yep.
Daddy issues.
Oh.
Big daddy issues.
We got parent issues again. Big ones.
I mean, this one makes more sense than the other ones.
Well, yes, it does, because that'll do it.
Yep. I think that would drive anyone fucking insane. Yeah. So, so this one actually makes sense.
Yes.
So then they're talking, and then, like, the sheriff goes over to a guy wrangling up all the pigs. And, like...
This is the most... Eye-rolling.
I wish they would have just ended it with, like, she killed all those people because she killed her dad. Like, they should have ended it there. They should have.
Well, important, because the copy we watched was called The 13th Pig.
Yep.
And the whole time I'm thinking, what the flying fuck kind of title is that? Well, here you go.
So the sheriff walks over and is like,
I got all of the pigs. He's like, all 12 of them?
I got 12 of them.
He's like, okay, count them just to make sure. And he's like counting and he's like, that's weird. I got an extra pig.
Yeah, I got 13 pigs.
And then he's like, oh, by the way, I found this in the pen. And it's, he hands him her,
Ankh. the little like
that she was wearing
Egyptian
around her
medallion
that she was wearing around her neck.
Yep. And there's a 13th pig. It literally mentioned nothing about her worshiping Egyptian mythology or any of this shit. And we're supposed to believe she just turned into a pig.
In the logic of this, are we supposed to believe that every single person who becomes eaten by a pig turns into a pig? Are all of those pigs former people?
I think that's what they were going for.
I think. But
that is ridiculous.
Can I please just say that is the most useless thing ever.
It's totally insane.
What's the point?
There's no point. Like, I don't get it.
Would this movie suffer if you took all that out?
No.
Exactly.
I don't know why they added it.
Like, was it not
Mark
enough?
Mark Lawrence is a fucking madman. I don't know why he added a supernatural plot.
It doesn't even make sense.
And again, this is at the end of the movie. This isn't like an overarching story. This is they mentioned a little bit about how Egyptians worship pigs, which is bullshit.
See,
and then
I should have known.
And then they do the end scene where she turns into a fucking pig.
I should have known, because when the doctor explained that nonsense about Egyptian mythology, I was thinking that's just a dumb throwaway line.
No,
that's just bullshit.
I don't know why.
Little did I know,
bullshit.
That was not bullshit. They were gonna go there.
I wish it was bullshit.
I wish it was.
I wish it was bullshit, because that ending is bullshit.
Turn into a pig.
So...
Well, you know what, Will?
What?
It's, there's more pigs here, because, little did I know, the magic goes beyond the film, see?
Yeah.
Because I am also a pig now.
I have turned into a pig.
We are all pigs.
I have transcended human anatomy.
Because...
And become
we all know what comes after pig.
Godliness.
God.
We become gods.
Yes.
So, you know what? After watching this, I'm a pig.
Either for that...
I am...
Or because watching this movie feels like an hour and 20 minutes of wallowing in someone's shit.
Yeah. Like a pig.
Mm. Poetic.
My third eye is open, though. You know? Pigs transcend space and time. And
yes.
If you become lucky enough...
Not just the animal pigs...
If you become lucky enough to become one of these pigs, you can transcend into godliness.
Mm-hmm. So what you gotta do...
According to this logic.
What you gotta do, this is simple, find a pig farm and just feed yourself to it.
Just kill yourself and throw yourself into the pig pen.
Yes.
Then you can become transcendent.
Because as soon as they eat you, suddenly it'll just bloop and a pig will spawn.
You become a pig.
And that's you. That's the logic of this.
You become a pig. And then eventually, through some weird shit, you become a god. What? How? What the fuck? Like, it's so ridiculous, it was hard to even, like, stay, like, straight through that.
You can't.
That is fucking ridiculous.
Well, and the reason we stayed straight is because, again, we thought it was a bamboozled bullshit line.
I was very bamboozled by this movie.
Yeah, and then at the end when... As soon as he says, 12 pigs, and I'm like, oh no.
You know what we
call
that?
Oh no.
You know what they call that? They sweeped the fucking legs. They sweeped the fucking legs right out from under you. They just fucking pulled up that carpet, and you just fall straight on your ass. Because it could have been it wasn't like a good movie, but it was, I didn't hate it.
Here's the important thing. All of these movies that we watch are graded on a very serious curve.
Our curve?
Yes.
It's a very...
If you ask me to compare this to literally any other movie I've seen, normal movie, from 1973, this pile of shit doesn't even get a 1 out of 10.
No.
However... Having said that...
Compared to all the movies we watched...
Compared to everything we watched on the podcast, I would say this sort of lands fairly in the middle.
I would agree, because, like, most of these movies, like, literally, if we weren't doing this, I would literally turn them off in the first, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I'd be like, this is horse shit, I'm turning this off.
Yeah.
And
like this one?
Even this one, I would probably turn off at the Pigzilla part. I'd be like, okay, I'm done. Like, nah,
you can't, Will.
I would have.
Then you'd get curious. But you'd be like, what if
you know
there
what?
Was a giant pig in this?
There wasn't.
There wasn't.
That would have been even better. Like
would
a,
it?
A pig deity.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Pigs
yes.
2.
Pigs 2. Give me that pig god.
Pigs 2. Pig harder. Pig with a vengeance.
Pig out.
Good day to pig out. Good.
Pig hard with a
yeah, you gotta have a sequel where they do transcend into gods.
Yeah, they become.
And then you have pig gods. The first ever pig gods, because obviously before this nonsense, no one ever thought about doing this.
No, never. Well, because it didn't fucking exist.
Yeah, because like, ancient Egypt didn't have fucking pigs.
Like, how do you even come to that fucking conclusion? Mark Lawrence is a fucking madman. How do you come to that conclusion that pigs are worshipped by Egyptians and become gods?
Like, really?
I don't get it. I'm sorry, I'm going off. I know, but like, I don't get it.
Look, Mark Lawrence, advice. I know this dude's probably dead by now. I don't care. His ghost can listen to us. You're making a schlock movie. You know, you could do the explanation that every other horror director does. Say it's Native Americans.
Yeah.
Say, oh, there's an ancient Native American myth about pigs.
But Egyptians?
Who the fuck goes to Egyptians? What's next? Are we going to get one that's like, oh, in Buddhism?
On our... Well, not only Egyptians, but on a rural pig farm.
Yeah, I know.
How do you jump to that? How do you jump to that conclusion?
Egypt is very close to California. Fucking, Will.
Like, Jesus Christ.
Look, Egypt is very close to California, okay?
I don't understand it. But anyway, okay, so, I'm sorry. I think we've said our final thoughts. I don't know if we need to...
Unless there's something you forgot to get off your chest.
Fucking
get off your belly.
Pig gods. You know, I picture, like, you know, like the big Buddha. I picture the pig god as, like, a big pig Buddha.
And he floats.
I mean, I know he's Egyptian, but if we're going off of a rural pig farm that worships Egyptian...
No, like, go all the
Egyptian
way.
Gods,
go full tilt.
Fuck it.
Have him wear, like, Cleopatra headgear.
Yes.
Who gives a shit?
Dude.
Go full.
This is our next artwork. I'm gonna create a pig.
Mark Lawrence.
That's wearing Egyptian.
You already dedicated yourself to this. You can't just quit.
No.
You gotta go.
You gotta go full into it.
Pyramids and shit. Pyramids and pigs. You know what? That's the real. You know who built the pyramids? The pigs.
You know what? I've found a new religion. I'm going to start worshiping pigs.
The Prince of Egypt is
and
a
then,
pig.
And then you know what I'm gonna do? You know what I'm gonna do? Instead of a suicide cult. I'm going to become a pig.
No, you have to make a cult and all feed yourself to pigs.
Yes, I'm going to create a cult and be like, you know what? At the end of this, don't worry. We're all going to become gods. We just had to feed ourselves to pigs.
Well, you don't have to tell them that first.
How long do you have to be... How long do you have to be a pig before you become a god?
But I guess you have to hope that it's long enough to where you don't get turned into bacon beforehand.
Yeah, because they said he was eating the pigs.
Yes, they specifically mentioned...
So was he killing gods?
This is what happens when you don't think about the movie you make. You don't
you
think these things through.
I want pig god bacon, because I bet you that is the most delicious bacon. It's probably the bacon they put on the avocado sandwich in Beware the Blob, because that would be the best fucking bacon on the planet.
Well, can you just imagine writing this script? I just want you to think.
Just the ending, like
think.
Just
how clever did he feel when he wrote that fucking ending?
Just think, like I bet he thought, "Oh, this is the like greatest."
This shit is so clever. That's why it has like 50 titles.
None oh my of God.
Like one of them was like the fucking The Exorcism of so and so. Who the hell gets an exorcism?
No,
I know
one.
Why they called it that.
Because she becomes a pig.
No. Because this came out in 1973. You know what came out in 1973?
Fucking Exorcist.
The fucking Exorcist.
Yeah, my favorite horror movie.
And they were like, oh, shit. That Exorcist movie made a bunch of money. Gotta put Exorcist
You know
on.
Why Exorcist made it a lot of money? Because it was a fucking good movie.
Whoa, dude.
Because it was a fucking Whoa. Good movie and it made sense.
Oh, my God.
It didn't have pig gods.
Yeah. Is it a little strange that a movie where a little girl gets possessed by a fucking demon makes more sense than a movie where a man feeds people to pigs.
And a girl becomes a pig that is going to transcend into a god. Mm-hmm. I want god bacon. I want pig god bacon.
You're not going to get it.
I want it. Sorry. I want it. When I become a pig, if I'm made into the bacon, I better be the most delicious bacon on the planet.
I bet you'll never listen to that scene in Snatch again, where he talks about feeding people to pigs. You'll never see that scene with the same eyes again.
Or Hannibal.
Because now...
Now I'll never see Hannibal again because I'm like, wow, that guy's a good dude. He's turning people into pigs to become gods.
Yes.
He's doing a service to these people in Mark Lawrence's eyes.
Fuck this movie.
Fuck this. It is bullshit.
It's good, but like, it's good, but fuck this movie.
Like, it was good until that ending, because that ending is a piece of shit. It just slaps
and
you.
And keep in mind, when we say good, there's like a billion fucking asterisks after that.
Yeah, it's not fucking good, but it compared to the movies we've watched,
yeah.
It's
you know good. How you read something sometimes and it says, like, it'll say something and then there's an asterisk, and then you look down where the asterisk is, and it says, like, it says something there? Well, that's this. So when we say good, you have to read
it means
down.
Shit.
And then you look down and then it says actually shit.
Like, we have to rate things on a scale on this show. So like,
yes.
Like,
I can't rate like, these on a normal scale.
Good just means shit. It doesn't mean it's good.
Good means we didn't want to kill ourselves.
We didn't check the time.
We didn't check the time. We didn't want to kill ourselves, which for a normal movie, you don't even that doesn't happen.
No, you just entertained watch. By it, yeah.
You don't have to think to yourself, oh man. Would I rather take a gun and shoot myself in the face instead of watching this? Yeah. Yeah, I would.
You know what I thought about during this movie, though? And I'm sorry, this is the last joke I'm going to make. I thought about running into a pig pen and just letting them eat
just
me.
Just drop it. Just drop in there.
Yeah.
Eat me.
Yeah. Eat me. Let me become one of you. Let me join the ranks.
And then you can do the same for someone else.
Exactly. People who watch this movie... Oh, by the way, it's on Amazon Prime.
It's on Amazon Prime.
So if you have Prime, you can watch it. I think there's a few versions on YouTube, but they're maybe. Really crappy. Because
yeah,
I think I looked it up.
This was like... This was remastered, I'd say.
Yeah. But watch it on Amazon, because that's where we watched it. But yeah. You know, after you watch this movie, if you want to become a pig, I want to see, like... I want to see a mass pig transformation.
The more we think about this nonsense plot, I swear the dumber it's going to be.
Now I'm thinking about
you're going to be sleeping tonight, and you're going to wake up in the middle of the night just screaming, pig god.
Yeah. I'm going to start worshipping the pig god.
Pig god!
Pig god!
I can't fucking escape this movie.
I saw a pig god. Yeah.
Or you'll have a nightmare like a.
Oh
like
god,
the girl
I
did.
Hope I don't have a nightmare like that. That is horrendous. That was the one part that got me. Yeah. So that was Pigs.
That was Pigs.
Directed by Mark Lawrence.
Directed, starring, and produced by Mark Lawrence.
And his daughter, Toni Lawrence. The great Toni Lawrence.
A family affair.
1973. We got a lot more in 1973, don't we?
We might be like halfway.
Okay.
If probably less.
Well, don't worry. We got plenty more for you. So. Yeah. Yeah, I can't believe this is our 31st episode, too. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Just thinking about it. Thanks for all the people that listen. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for following us on Podbean or on our Facebook page, TMCOAN. Just search They Mostly Come Out at Night. We got a Twitter. We got all that stuff. Our RSS feed is everywhere. So thank you guys so much for like the support. Thank you guys for listening. And thank these movies for entertaining the hell out of us and giving us something to talk about.
Thanks for making these movies.
Yeah. I mean, they're shit, but we... I don't know if appreciate's the right word.
Well, all these people had a dream, and the dream died. You know what that dream was? The dream of being a filmmaker.
They did it. I mean, I can't say I have, so...
Exactly.
They got something on me.
For now.
But anyway,
maybe someday we'll get so pissed off we'll just have to.
Maybe we'll make our own shitty movie eventually.
Yeah, it'll be too competent though.
I think it might be, because now we know what not to do.
Yeah.
So anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. For They Mostly Come Out at Night, this has been Will,
and this has been Alex,
and we will talk to you all soon.
Oink,
oink, oink. Squeal like a pig, boy.